Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I'm sure it's not just me. Surely you've been there too. Your computer, phone, or device just isn't cooperating. So you refresh. If that doesn't work, you turn it off and back on again. Plus, you take care of any updates. Worst case scenario, you back up the data and reformat your device. Honestly, a lot of management. Similarly, there's management needed for a mindset to work well. However, it involves certain reboots, restarts, updates, and even reformats to have a positive mindset work. Let's see what Scripture says. We always explore four categories in Scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So let's start with number one, what does it say? Let's look at a couple of verses from Romans 8, verses 1 through 8. Here we go. The first one, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then it gives details of God's accomplishment through Christ's cross. The second one, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. The third one, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The fourth one, the mind governed by the flesh is death and hostile to God. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. And then the fifth one is this. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. That's what those verses say from Romans chapter 8. Well, what do they mean, a positive mindset? What do those phrases actually mean? Mindset is a choice you have control over. Essentially, it's an amazing opportunity to be the best you. Plus, it gives you power to make a difference in your life and in others' lives. You can choose a negative mindset. But why would you do that? Essentially, that puts you in a place where you can't maneuver as well. In contrast, a positive mindset opens doors and empowers a full life. Additionally, it connects you with hope and possibilities. Nevertheless, this builds on the previous verses that we just went through. So let's look at those verses again and what they mean. The first one was, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Well, if you trust Jesus as Savior, you are no longer condemned. Jesus took your condemnation into himself. That's what it means. The second one is those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. Okay, if you do what your lower nature wants, your mind is set on pleasing yourself. The third one says, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Contrastingly, if you do what God wants, your mind is set on pleasing God. The fourth one, the mind governed by the flesh is death and hostile to God, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Well, more seriously, if your focus is on the old nature, your mindset leads to death. However, if you focus on Christ, your mindset leads to everything good. The fifth phrase was, those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Quite frankly, it's sobering. You will never please God if you follow your old nature mindset. FYI, you can choose your mindset. However, you need God's help to carry it out. Start by stopping pleasing yourself. and instead work to please God. That's when you've got His help. Incidentally, that's when things begin to make more sense too. And this is what those verses actually mean. Next section is make it personal. Did you know your mindset affects everything? The big stuff, the small stuff, short-term, and especially long-term stuff. God wants you to succeed. He knows what you are up against in this life. After all, He lived here for 33 years. Plus, He's the designer of everything. Further, He knows how all things were intended to work in the beginning. And equally, He knows how to get His plans to work even in a broken state of this world. To succeed, renew your mindset. But how does that actually happen? Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." So, how do you renew your mind? Let's talk about some strategies for a positive mindset. To live with a positive mindset that actually works, you need to follow several strategies from Scripture. First, talk sincerely with God. Tell Him what you're going through. Then ask Him to show you how His Word affects your mindset. Be honest and humble. In other words, be a learner as you talk with God. He wants to help and He loves you very much. So, first, sincerely talk with God. But then, next, get serious. Spend regular time in God's Word. Read it. Meditate on it. Memorize it. Journal it. Claim it. Live it. And share it with others. Then finally, surrender to His Word. Essentially, this means apply it continually. Ask God to make it real in your life. Further, ask God to show you how to manage the details of your life. Let Scripture affect you. So those three again, the strategies for a positive mindset are, first, talk sincerely with Him. Second, get serious. Spend regular time in His Word. Read it, meditate on it, memorize it, journal it, claim it, live it, and share it with others. And then the last thing finally was to surrender to His Word. It isn't going to do anything until you let Scripture affect you. No one else can do these things for you. So be proactive, courageous, resolved, and be creative. Commit to carry out God's Word in your thoughts, in your attitudes, your speech, and your conduct. In other words, let it come alive in you. Let's look at Jesus' life on earth. His mindset was set to accomplish His life purpose. First of all, He overpowered the villain, but died in the process of taking down the perpetrator. Second, He successfully broke the power of sin by canceling it out. After that, He came back to life again. Intentionally, He made His resurrected life known to people before returning to heaven. And then, amazingly, Jesus promised He will return to take you to your real home, heaven. Well, meanwhile, your sin lies in a heap, powerless. Hey, that's all good news. So now let's explore 12 practices to nurture a positive mindset. We said we wanted to explore what a positive mindset looks like. So let's look at these 12 practical practices. Number one, be friendly and kind to others. Two, be happy for others' success. Three, have a positive look of the future. Four, encourage others. Five, avoid negativity. Six, Be true to God's word, so get into Scripture. 7. Work at your abilities and skill sets. 8. Learn from mistakes. 9. Take on reasonable challenges. 10. Welcome feedback and criticism. 11. Ask good questions. And 12. Learn from others. Those are some really good ways to practice how to have a positive mindset. Let's quickly go through those again. 1. Be friendly and kind to others. 2. Be happy for others' success. 3. Have a positive outlook of the future. 4. Encourage others. 5. Avoid negativity. 6. Be true to God's word, like get into Scripture. 7. Work at your abilities and skill sets. 8. Learn from mistakes. 9. Take on reasonable challenges. 10. Welcome feedback and criticism. 11. Ask good questions. And 12. Learn from others. Okay, we have some helpful S words to look at. Surely Jesus makes his power instantly available to you, so choose his word. Then practice the 12 ideas we just went through for positive mindset. And then finally, add some S words to your life. And here they are. The first one is strive. Strive to live in the power of God's word. You have to do that. The second one is sincerity. Sincerity is a personal power that keeps you true to Scripture. And then the third one is seriousness. Seriousness helps you soberly consider and obey God's word. The fourth one is surrender. Surrender to the principles of Scripture, and that gives you a win in every situation. So the S words again are to strive to live in the power of his word, to have a sincerity, which is the personal power that keeps you true to Scripture, the seriousness, which helps you to soberly consider and obey God's word, and then the surrender to principles that you've learned. That'll give you a win every time. Well, there are some backward steps that tear down a positive mindset. When you step out of your new positive mindset in Christ and settle back into the old mindset, picking up sin that Jesus already defeated, and you start practicing it again, well, first of all, why would you do that? Second, that's going backwards instead of forward. Third, this response shows no gratitude and perhaps no understanding. Fourth, you cancel out any desire and progress to become like Jesus. And fifth, you nullify the power that God made available to you. So kind of thinking through that logical progression, it makes sense to not step backwards into old mindsets, old practices. Why? Well, first of all, again, why would you do that? Second of all, that's going back, not forward. Third, it shows no gratitude and probably very little understanding. The fourth thing is that you cancel out the desire and the progress that you've already made to become like Jesus. And then finally, you nullify the power that God already made available to you. So what should you do? First of all, die to sin. It's actually not an option anymore. Set your mind and live in the reality Christ paid dearly for. Incidentally, you can do this because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's from Philippians 4:13. So again, first, die to sin. Next, be vibrantly alive in Christ, even as you consider yourself dead to sin. Just insist on it. This positive mindset actually works, and it's yours if you choose it and stay in it. So again, be vibrantly alive in Christ. And then finally, when you trust Jesus for salvation and forgiveness, guess what? You are hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. That is amazing. Let's unpack this idea. I don't know any safer place in the universe than to be hidden with Christ inside God. Simultaneously, you are free from sin, so you are safe and free. Those two realities strengthen your positive mindset. Christ did everything to secure this for you. So what's your portion? Simply remain in Christ and His mindset during every detail each day, and pray often throughout your day. That keeps you hidden with Christ in God. Additionally, stay in Scripture to gain richer understanding and to make better decisions. As you depend on God's Spirit, you'll see helpful solutions, you'll notice creative ideas, and you'll see boundaries that you didn't see before. Also, you'll recognize danger and what's off limits. Again, here are the steps to stay in Scripture. Read it, meditate on it, memorize it, journal it, claim it, live it, and share it with others. In summary, your mindset is strengthened as you remain in Christ and stay in, that means to practice, Scripture. This battle is won or lost in your mind. Equally, you must pursue this as a lifestyle. Choose your master. You need a master. Actually, you are master of your will. However, you decide who you're going to serve, Jesus or your enemy. It does not please God when you flip back and forth between masters. Jesus actually said, "You cannot serve two masters." Matthew 6:24. For a positive mindset that works, fix your mind on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. And that's from Hebrews 12:2. So we have gone through, what do those verse phrases say? What do they mean? We've gone through some steps on how to make it personal. And now we're at the fourth section, make a commitment. And here's where we have the application thoughts and questions. Number one, what has your mindset been recently? Two, do you sometimes practice a negative mindset? Why? Three, do you remain in Christ, hidden with Christ in God through your day? Number four, how do you practice staying in Scripture? Five, think of times you apply the 12 practical ideas. If you'll remember, those 12 things were things that we gave as a way to build a positive mindset. I think we should run through those real quick again. To be friendly and kind to others, to be happy for others' success, to have a positive outlook of the future, to encourage others, to avoid negativity, to be true to God's word, to work at your abilities and skill sets, learn from your mistakes, take on reasonable challenges, welcome feedback and criticism, ask good questions, and learn from others. So those were the 12 practical ideas. Now, as you apply those 12 practical ideas, think of times when you have, what do you notice inside yourself? What happens inside when you start to do those things? Number six, will you commit to fix your mind on Jesus? Portions from this content came from our book, It's Your Move. It's a devotional book that takes you through the entire book of Romans, and it powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find It's Your Move in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. And now I have a special announcement. Our free devotional activity course, Prepare for Easter, starts Easter week, Monday through Easter Sunday. You can sign up to help prepare your heart for Easter. The content is short and encouraging. You can also listen to the content if you'd prefer. But of course, first sign up, and then you click on the player above each day's content. We're also published on most podcast apps. If you're already signed up with the Alive and Active Life podcast, you will receive each day's Easter content in your feed. If you need help finding us on your app, we actually have some instructions on our website on how to get signed up. Okay, let's do a quick overview of this Easter devotional and activity course. Prepare for Easter features the following three things. First, a brief daily focus. This is a short reflective thought that focuses your heart by exploring a very special role Jesus has in your life. It's quite encouraging. The second thing is a fun activity. You can engage a daily fun activity by yourself, as a family, with a friend, or with a group. And then the third thing is a teaching point, which combines the devotional thought and the fun activity in a very meaningful way. Oh, you also receive a bonus post. Here's what that's called. When you run out of ideas of where to hide an Easter basket. So sign up to prepare your heart for Easter and be encouraged in God's love for you. Before I give you the sign-up address, I want to tell you about a timely heads up. On day three of the fun activity, we use the resurrection eggs to tell the Easter story with a little reminder token in each egg. You can get your set if you order right away. Okay, so you can order on Amazon and just put in the search bar, resurrection eggs. You could call or visit your local Christian bookstore and inquire about them, or you could make your own. And incidentally, it is fun and simple to make your own set. In the show notes of this episode, there's a link to the article of this episode. In the article, look near the bottom where we make the announcement for Prepare for Easter, and you'll see a picture of items that go in each egg. The other option, just go to our website and put the name of this episode in the search bar. You will find the same information. Now, if you decide not to order the set, our content actually gives additional activity options. Alive and Active Life wants your Easter week to be special by connecting with Jesus. So sign up to participate. You'll be glad you did. Here is the sign-up web link, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Again, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.